This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Welcome back. It's awesome to have you join us once again. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review on iTunes. What that does is it just helps more people get in touch with us and get to listen to the podcast. It's a way for you to sort of leave your appreciation. If it's a horrible review, go leave it for someone else, okay? We don't want that one. We want good ones. So thanks in advance. Much appreciated. Let's talk some swimming now. We've got a returning guest on the podcast today. Ryan Giuliano joins us. Ryan, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, in our first chat, you mentioned that swimming is definitely not the strongest of the three disciplines for you, but you've worked really hard at it over the years, haven't you?
Yes, it's definitely still a work in progress and trying to work my way up through the field in the swim. But it's definitely been a struggle.
You said one of the things that you sort of grappled with over the years is the amount of time and effort you need to put in your swim in order to get the gains. And the faster you go, the gains become less and less. It's quite a difficult challenge, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely noticed that. Initially, when I first started swimming, I saw some pretty quick gains, and I was having I thought I was making really good progress, and then all of a sudden it just sort of halted, and had a pretty long stretch of where there was almost no improvement at all. And like, is it even worth it, the amount of work that I'm putting in here just to see almost no gains? But I think just being patient with it over time, you'll start to see those small gains, and they turn into big ones over time once they keep adding up.
If you look at your triathlon career, what's been some of the things you've done that's given you the biggest gains in the water?
I would say the single biggest thing that I've done is swim more. I mean, as simple as it sounds, I think when I first started in the sport, I would swim quite a bit. And then once it went into sort of off season, I took a little bit of time off. But over the years, I've learned that the best way to get better at it is the consistent training and swimming year round now is really paid off the biggest amount for me. Just getting in the pool consistently and week after week without taking any of those breaks has been the biggest part for me.
And it's probably easier out of the three disciplines to build consistency in the water, because particularly when you're putting in big efforts on the run or on the bike, you might need a bit more time to recover. But because it's not weight bearing, you can recover a lot quick in the water. So that consistency builds a lot easier in the water, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's even times where after a long run or a big, hard, long brick workout, I actually prefer to go hop in and do a quick swim just because it almost flushes the body and you almost feel better after getting a good swim in. So I think it definitely can pay off.
As far as workouts go, what do you love doing in the water?
I would say I like the fast stuff. As I mentioned before, I love doing quick, fast speed. So anything repeat 25s or 50s in the pool is one of my favorites. The ones that I dread the most are those long where you're swimming 500 plus meters at a time. I just like that quick turnover and repeating.
You mentioned one of the things that's kept you fresh in the sport and avoided burnout is mixing things up. Do you find you do that a lot in the water? I get terribly bored in the water, but I think it is because I don't mix things up enough. Do you really mix things up a lot?
I that's a tough one. I would say I do mix it up quite a bit, especially in the summertime. So I live pretty, I can walk to a lake that's right by my house and jump in pretty much anytime I want. So a lot of times I will mix it up in between the pool and open water. And I think that helps a lot just because you're not getting in that routine of just swimming lap after lap back and forth in the pool. So, it's really nice having that little lake right by my house that I can jump in anytime I want and mix it up if needed.
Swimming open water, definitely, not that the technique changes a ton, but there are little nuances that differ from swimming in a pool. And do you find that gives you a bit of an advantage that you do a bit of open water as part of your training?
Yeah, there's definitely a different feel to it. I mean, you're not stopping every 25 meters and stopping at a wall or flip turning just to start over again. So I think just having that, you get into a rhythm and you get your body used to swimming without looking at a line underneath you. And there's all those little small dynamics that take a take play in the open water, that it's definitely beneficial if you can get out in the open water a little bit more.
I think a lot of people have a goal of swimming a sub 1 hour Ironman swim. What's the key to going under 60 minutes?
I would say the biggest part is working on that speed. So I know a lot of people that will just put in the time and just swim a lot. But I think the biggest thing for me is working on faster swimming for shorter amounts of time and building that endurance around it. Because if you can't swim fast for a short period of time, it's going to be hard to swim fast for a long period of time. So working on that short end has paid off for me.
I think that is the quote of the podcast, and we'll leave it at that, Ryan. If you can't swim you can't swim fast for short, you're not going to swim fast for long. There you go. Ryan Giuliani, once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time.
All right. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.